parents, are you looking for an informative, encouraging, and engaging resource for your teen daughter? Check out the new and improved Brio magazine from Focus on the Family. Almost double the original size in a book-like format, this trusted, biblically-based magazine provides teen girls with inspiring stories, fashion advice, cultural insights, and positive role models. Help your teen girl live out her faith. Subscribe at briomagazine.com. That's briomagazine.com. Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
It's a wonderful thing to have parents who can help out with your children when you need a babysitter for a date night or a getaway. But it's truly special when grandparents are believers in Christ and they want to spend time with the kids and they want to disciple their grandchildren. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta. He's a licensed clinical social worker and heads up our parenting department here at Focus on the Family. And today we're going to hear a conversation to begin with that Jim Daly and I had with Michelle Howe, who described how grandparents can play a really powerful role in kids' lives. And she also offered some insights for you to deal with disappointment when maybe your parents aren't in the picture like you wish they were.
Michelle, thank you for being here before, and welcome back.
It's so good to be here.
Let's get into it. How do you make the distinction between grandparenting and grandparenting?
There is a huge distinction. And the grandparenting differs between being a mere grandparent as somebody who, you know, dips into your grandchild's life off and on. You know, they show up for the occasional little league game when the weather's perfectly, you know, wonderful outside, or they come for birthdays or holidays.
So when it suits them.
When it suits them. That's a grandparent. But to be a grandparent, the kind the Lord wants us to be, is somebody who realizes that everything we do, every choice we make, every word we say has a spiritual repercussion out there for everybody.
Yeah, I like that.
And so you are intent on making sure your grandchildren see who Jesus is early on.
Yeah. You know, the mantle or the label of grandparent applies to anybody that has offspring. I mean, that's a very clinical way of looking at it, right? Your adult kids have children, now you're a grandparent.
Right.
But you say in the book, not everyone can be a grandparent. What did you mean by that?
Well, I don't think everyone wants the load of responsibility. I mean, when I look at my grandchildren, I think, I remember back to when our four adult children were growing up and how much I longed for some help. I longed for just a little break.
Right.
I mean, and when I watch our five little ones running around, my heart goes out to our adult children who are parents now. And I think, I want to help. I want to lighten the load. And I want to love on those kids.
Yeah. In fact, you got a piece of advice about that time when your kids were toddlers. What was that advice? Let's share it with a few million people.
Well, when you have small kids, you have a hard time.
Really?
In a lot of ways. But for mothers who are home with their children, it's chaos usually all day long.
All day.
When do you do a quiet time?
Yeah.
You usually have a real struggle. And I remember starting to feel bad about it. Like, Lord, there's no time for you. And one older, seasoned, grandmotherly type woman said, listen, go to that verse in 1 Thessalonians 5, where it says breathing in and out, you know, pray continually. So you get some verses, you put them in obvious places around your kitchen, your bathroom, whatever. You walk by it, you breathe it in, you pray it out for somebody. And I love that. And I even
think all you can do.
That's all you can do, because moms are up in the middle of the night. They're up tending their children all through the day. I mean, it is a 24-hour job. So applying that into the grandparenting realm, you not only doing it when your children are little, you're doing it when your grandkids are growing up. I think all the time about my grandkids when I see pictures on our walls, and I pray for them, you know, and I think it's something you have to do as grandparents. We live in a volatile, dangerous, broken world that's so aggressive against believing in God and in Jesus now that our kids need all the help they can get in the spiritual front
kind of to spiritual
protect
cover.
Them.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, as grandparents, typically you have a little more time now. You can breathe and you can pray and you can be very specific and spend time doing it, reading the word and praying blessings and protection over your grandkids, which I think is great. Let's look at it from the perspective of the grandchild. How do they benefit from being over at Grandma and Grandpa's house?
Well, I always
Other than ice cream. And sweets they shouldn't be eating.
Right, and all those great things you can spoil them with. You know, I think a lot of grandparents get hung up on We have a tight budget, our house is small, the kids are too loud, you know, and they resist the opportunity of being hospitable to their grandkids, whereas really all you have to do is love them when they walk in. You know, what do you, when you walk into a guest's home, they, you know, you feel what they're feeling. And if you feel loved and accepted, that's all that matters. Yeah. And I think that's what I want. My kids walk in with their grandkids. I want the kids to run up to me and say, Grandma, not because I need it, but because I know that they are cherished. They know they're cherished. And it's just a beautiful scenario.
You know, it could be so painful if your parents just aren't involved in your kids' lives. It might be that they live far away, or they're passive about spending time with the grandkids, or they're expecting you to bring them over. Danny, go ahead and speak to those parents who feel that this is a big hole in my kids' lives. They don't have grandparents interacting with them like I wish.
Yeah, and first you want to let go of some of the emotional turmoil that's probably created in your life because of expectations. You expected it to be this way. You would think grandparents would just want to do this naturally, and they're not. Maybe you see other grandparents super involved in other kids' lives. And so you want to slow that down. And unfortunately, it's really the grandparents that are missing out on this, and the grandkids, potentially.
Yeah.
But it may be that the grandparents have such deep emotional needs that they're maybe not willing to pay attention to that's creating some of the issues here. It may be the distance, right? And that can be resolved now with video, with FaceTime, with all kinds of other things that could be intentionally done. But if it's really just grandparents are not wanting to be that involved or passive, what you can do is model being honorable and faithful regardless. Instead of doing the passive-aggressive, well, fine, this is what we're going to do, what you can do is just have the kids write the grandparents a card and say, hey, love you guys, and it, just a quick one, and you send them. Maybe you call them, and it could be a quick phone call, but you're being faithful and honoring to your parents in that, and you're allowing for your kids to see that they can lean into what they can control and what they can't.
Let go.
They just let it go.
Yeah.
And but they still show love regardless. And that's being faithful. And God will see that. And that's the legacy you want to provide for your kids that may be missing there. And be patient with it. Maybe over time, grandparents may say, may watch a movie or something may hit them. Maybe it's the ending of life coming soon. All of a sudden they change and they want to be involved. Allow for that. Because there may be unforgiveness in your heart where you're saying, well, you haven't been involved for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Be open to it.
How many grandparents really, they're thinking, you know what? We did the diaper thing and we don't want to do that. But when the kids are older, then we'll engage. Do you think that's very common?
Maybe. Yeah, they may not want to be the babysitters.
Yeah.
And sometimes they say, hey, I'm babysitting my grandkids. Now you're getting to spend time with them. And if you're a grandparent listening, begin to think about how you view those moments with your kids. And you can have a tremendous impact during diaper stage.
Yeah.
So don't skip out on those. Attachment, wonderful attachments are created there, even if they're stinky diapers and messes. Know that that's worth it from a relational standpoint with your grandkids.
Excellent. Well, we have more encouragement for you as a parent or a grandparent with the book by Michelle Howe. It's called There's a Reason They Call It Grandparenting, and grand is in all caps there. We'll send a copy of that book to you when you make a generous donation of any amount to the work of Focus on the Family today. Sending the book is our way of saying thank you for supporting the work here as we equip parents and help expectant moms who are in need of some guidance, even help save a life for a pregnant mom who needs to see an ultrasound of her baby so she can choose life. There's so much to what we do. Join the support team. We'll send that book. There's a reason they call it grandparenting. You can donate by clicking the link in the episode notes or call 800, the letter A, and the word family. And stop by the website to find other helpful articles and resources for grandparents. Danny and his team have created and kind of curated a variety of resources with some solid biblical advice, and we'll have a variety of links there for you. Next time, advice to help parents and grandparents avoid common areas of miscommunication. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Find fun for your kids just a click away.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club, where your 8 to 12-year-old can find trusted, faith-building entertainment in a safe online club. It features almost every episode ever, plus special monthly club-only episodes and content, and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. Sign up today. Just go to aioclub.org/radio.